until you're willing for the self-obsession to end. You'll chase your tail without realizing it. So, although it doesn't appear that way, I'm always behind whatever's being said, talking to your soul, suggesting to it that it develop willingness. It's a very thorny dilemma. Because we're talking about the situation of all human beings, the problems everybody faces, the frustration that everybody deals with, literally with every breath. If you really think about it, it's with every breath. It's not just when you're aware of it or when you feel frustrated. And yet the actual situation is none of that is a real dilemma.
It's not a real dilemma. What is the... There's an element in experience of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
What is the suffering? Because that... It's not real, but it... The experience is...
Mm-hmm.
Happens.
The experience is certainly real. Nobody would argue that. Nobody who isn't crazy would argue that. So, given that, it only becomes a question of two kinds of people, two categories of people. Category A, suffering is inevitable and inescapable. And category B, I believe or I accept or I have some sense of or I'm willing to take it on faith or any other form of suffering can end. There is such a thing as suffering ending in a person's life. So you have to ask yourself which category, A or B, you are. And if you're A, you have to find the way to become B.
Mm-hmm.
Because B is correct. And it's the same conundrum that he was talking about, that Tony was talking about. It's the same conundrum because until suffering has significantly ended in your life, significantly enough in your own life that you can see that it's absolutely possible that, yes, suffering can end. It doesn't seem possible. You're caught in the quicksand and there doesn't seem to be a way out. It seems to be somebody else's promise that could never be fulfilled. That's the dilemma. The dilemma is until you see with your own eyes the truth of it, it just doesn't seem real. So do you think you're A or B? Yeah, you.
B.
Well, good. Then you're in a good shape, better than you probably think. See, if it's a hope, that won't work, because then you're just hoping it's true. Then it's just a mind delusion you can fool yourself with. So you have to get to the point of seeing the actual possibility for yourself, not just believing it. But at a certain stage, before it's possible to see it, if nothing has been seen of it, then believing it can be useful, or just accepting it because so many people who seem to know something about it say so, that can have a certain use, a certain practicality, to just orient yourself in the right direction. It also can be counterproductive, so you have to be careful.